在新年的开始
At the beginning of this new year,
我们有很多可以感恩的事情
Many things we can give thanks.
但是对于前面的道路
But, regarding the way ahead of us,
我们要求神帮助我们
We need to ask the Lord to help us.
真的能够把神的话语就是很认真的活出来
So that we can seriously live out the word of God.
也因为这样的缘故，今天早上跟大家一起来思想约书亚记。
And because of this, this morning I'd like to share on the book of Joshua.
约书亚记，我们会一起看第一章第一节到第九节的经文。
We can look at the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 1 to 9.
如果可以的话，我们一起看一遍这段的经文。
We can see this together.
让我就用中文来念。
And Pastor Wang will read in Chinese.
你们是就是比较习惯英文的，你们可以看你们自己的圣经看英文的。
You can follow in your Bible, in any language you like.
约书亚记第一章第一节开始这么说：耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来。”和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地区，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照就我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和着黎巴嫩，直到约法拉底大河，赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的警戒。你平生的日子。必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受着那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。只要刚强壮胆，大大壮胆。谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往那里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝
Our dear Heavenly Father,
让我们在新的一年的开始的时候，就决定认真的来看你的话，明白你的话，然后行主你的道。
Let us resolve that at the beginning of this new year, we read your word and then we work out and do your word.
愿这个约书亚记里面神你的教导历史里面的事实成为我们这一年不断的提醒跟鼓励跟引导
May this book of Joshua the historical facts and the teaching in this passage that be something that we will follow and be our encouragement throughout this coming year
求主带领我们以下一起思想神话语的时间
Please bless this following time as we consider your word
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
This is pray in the name of the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
Amen
那么这一段经文里面有几件事情跟大家一起分享。
In this passage, I'd like to share a few things.
第一件事情是我们一起来思想神自己的吩咐，他的教导。
First, we want to consider God's command and his decree.
那么第二件事情，我们一起来分享思想神自己的应许。
First, we want to talk about the promise of God.
第三件事情，我们来思想我们人应该有的回应。
And number three, we talk about the response that we should have.
约书亚开始的时候，其实是一个很不容易的开始。
Joshua started out and it was a difficult time for him.
不容易是对谁来讲不容易呢？
How difficult is it to him or to who it is difficult?
对约书亚不容易。
It was hard on Joshua.
对那些离开埃及地的这一批人也不容易。
It was hard on those who have left the land of Egypt.
因为过去有一位伟大的领袖带领他们。
Because they had a great leader who was leading them.
那么这位伟大的领袖能够真的把他们从埃及法老王那个大的权势之下带出来。
And this leader led them out of the king of Pharaoh in this power.
那么经历了很多神自己的作为。
They experienced many of the mighty deeds of God.
那过沙漠，过红海。
They went through the wilderness, they went through the Red Sea.
在旷野里面流浪，然后就是预备要得到神的应许。
They wandered in the wilderness to prepare to go into the promised land.
那就算摩西是那么伟大，
even though Moses was great,
也不是那么容易带。
It was hard on him.
这段路不好走。
It was a difficult path.
所以圣经说耶和华的仆人摩西死了。
But the Bible says that the servant of God, Moses, died.
很多人就开始想现在怎么办。
Many people think, what do we do now?
不知道前面的路应该怎么走。
We do not know what's the way ahead of us.
在这样的时间，耶和华上帝讲话了。
At this time, the Lord spoke.
他对约书亚讲话了。
He spoke to Joshua.
那么透过约书亚对百姓讲话了。
And through Joshua, he spoke to the congregation.
那么希望大家听这些神讲的话，也让这些话成为神对我们讲的话。
Let us listen to the sayings of God, and that this is also what God is speaking to us.
所以我们首先看到耶和华的我们的神的吩咐是什么呢？
We want to first see what is the command of God.
第一件事情在第二节，我的仆人摩西死了，然后他说：“现在你要起来，和着众百姓过着约旦河。”
Verse 2, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River.
就是要过约旦河，因为应许之地在约旦河的另外一边。
Because the promised land is on the other side of the River Jordan.
你要起来。
You get up and get ready.
你不用害怕。
Do not be afraid.
不要犹豫不决。
Do not hesitate.
不要在那边就是就是说不知道应该怎么办，然后留在河的另外一边。
Do not say I don't know what to do and then stay on that side of the river.
就是要听耶和华神自己的应许他的命令。
Hear the command of the Lord Jehovah.
起来。
Get up.
那么你说我如果在2017年1月1号开始说对新年有一个励志一个盼望。
If I say I have a New Year resolution on January 1st, 2017,
无论你的励志盼望是什么，
doesn't matter what is your resolution or your hope.
起来有行动，这个是一个很关键的事情。
Get up and do it is a key thing to do.
那很多人很愿意做，就是做一个更好的基督徒。
Many people like to be a better Christian.
我们也希望学习怎么样做一个爱神，那么属灵生命能够真的越来越长进的基督徒。
We like to be a Christian who love God more and who grows spiritually.
其实第一步最简单的，但是最困难的，就是起来。
The first step, the very difficult thing to do is to get up and get ready.
想早上早一点灵修起不来。
It is hard to get up earlier for devotion.
想就是为人祷告就。没有开始。
You like to pray for others, but then you did not start.
想在今年里面多看一点属灵书籍，就不买书，不借书。
You like to read more spiritual books, religious books, but then you did not borrow them or you did not buy the books.
这个没有开始就是你就很难看到有什么果效。
Without a beginning, then it's hard to see the results.
所以你发现到耶和华上帝说起来很简单的一个行动。
So the Lord God says that get up and get ready.
那起来做什么呢？
What do we get up to do?
当然在当时的情况，耶和华上帝就说过约旦河。
At that time, the Lord said that go across the River Jordan.
那么看到约旦河的时候，
When you see the River Jordan,
我们马来西亚的护照全世界只有一个国家不能去，就是以色列。
Those of us who are Malaysian citizens, there's only one country we cannot go is Israel.
那所以呢，我还没有到过约旦河。
So I have never been to River Jordan.
很希望看看以后有机会偷去一次。
Maybe in the future, maybe I can sneak in and see the land of Israel.
但是看约旦河的那个地理情况，我可以想到在沙漠地方的河流，旷野地方的河流。
But I can imagine that in the wilderness, in the desert, there was a great river.
那个河流通常不会太深的。
Usually it would not be very deep.
有一点水的时候，它因为它的河床和下面是很平，所以一下子河可以长得很大的。
Because the land was flat, so suddenly the river can be very wide.
无论水有多深，
Doesn't matter how deep is the water.
正常的人都不会随便说啊，我们走路过河了。
Most people would not say that we'll just walk through the past the river.
换一句话说，我们想得到神的应许，我们可能有愿意起来。
In other words, if we like to get the promise of God, we are willing to get up.
但是前面有约旦河。
But there's River Jordan ahead of us.
所以就犹豫不决。
So we hesitate.
就不知道应该怎么办。
Then we do not know what to do.
我们做基督徒的有太多约旦河排在前面。
As Christians, there are too many River Jordan in front of us.
有的时候看起来好像很小的事情。
Sometimes it may be little things.
但是就是立志又立志就过不了河。
But we make resolutions and resolutions one after another, but we did not go through the river.
所以这个地方呢，耶和华上帝吩咐第一件事情在第二节起来过约旦河。
So the Lord commanded them to get up and get ready to cross the river Jordan.
那么耶和华上帝吩咐第二件事情是什么呢？
What is the second thing that the Lord commanded?
在第六节那边
，verse six，
就是说你当刚强壮胆
，be strong and courageous。
你当刚强壮胆呢？第七节又讲了
，verse seven, he repeated, be strong.
只要刚强，大大壮胆
，be strong and very courageous.
第九节又再讲
，and it's again in verse nine.
你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged.
那我读了就这么短的经文里面，一连讲三次，你当刚强壮胆。
And then in this short passage, it was three times that be strong and courageous.
我就发现我们大部分的人都是这样，我们其实就是怕。
We discovered that most of us is that we have fear.
我们怕。
We are afraid.
我们怕我们走出去之后需要放下多少。
We are afraid that as we get going, then we have to forsake something.
因为壮胆本身是为了起来跟过河嘛。
Because be strong and courageous is for the sake of crossing the river.
那么其实他们以前有探子进迦南地，看到里面的人是很可怕的。
In the past, they had sent spies, and the spies saw the people, and they were terrible.
所以意思说，过约旦河进应许之地，虽然有兴奋，但是也很多害怕的。
So when they are planning to get across the river Jordan, even they are entitled to it, they are still afraid.
我们做基督徒，我们如果要真的就是要按神的话语去做一个基督徒，然后想得到神的应许。
As Christians, if we like to act according to the teaching of God and be a Christian,
很多的时候我们就是因为有害怕或者不确定，然后我们就开始不敢前进。
Oftentimes, because of fear or because of uncertainty, we do not dare to proceed.
因为如果你起来过约旦河呢，约旦河另外一边就是你过了之后呢，以前有的东西都放下了。
Because as you know, you get across the River Jordan, what you had before, you are going to leave them behind.
所以这个不是小事情，因为十二个支派里面就有支派要求不要过河。
This is not a small matter because out of the 12 tribes, there was one tribe who asked not to cross the river.
那就说好，我现在陪你们过河，等下又回来我们自己这边。
They say, I'll accompany you to cross the river and then I'll come back to this side of the river.
有的人想一想，如果我过河之后，我过去的开始生活有所改变，进入到新的环境，有的人不大愿意。
People may be reluctant to go to a new environment and then have to change my living habits.
因为很多起来过河之后，都是面对很多新可能不熟悉的事情。
Because when you get across the river, you encounter a lot of new and unfamiliar things.
所以在那个地方，我们就开始面对我信得过神吗？
So at that time, we will think about what can I trust in.
那么神叫我过河，其实河的那边怎么样，完全不知道。
I have no idea what is beyond the river.
所以信得过神吗
？Can I trust God?
所以耶和华上帝就在第三方面就讲了。
So the Lord of hosts said in a third part.
你要谨守遵行我的道。
You just obey my words.
要遵行神的道。
Obey the word of God.
要遵行神所吩咐一切的律法。
You obey all the laws of God.
不能够偏离左右。
Do not depart to the left or to the right.
使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
So that whatever you do will be prosperous and successful.
那第八节再重复讲。
It is repeated in verse 8.
这律法书不可离开你的口。
You cannot let this law depart from your mouth.
总要照昼夜思想。
Meditate on it day and night.
好使你谨守遵行着书上所写的一切话。
So that you may be careful to do everything written in it.
如果你这样做的话，圣经说如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
The Bible says that then if you do this, then you will be prosperous and successful.
所以神要我们起来。
So God wants us to get up.
神要我们过约旦河得应许之地。
God wants us to go into the promised land to go across the river Jordan.
那神知道我们软弱，所以他教导我们刚强。
God knows that we are weak, so he tells us to be strong.
他怕就知道我们软弱，可能会因为面对的问题的时候，我们回头走。
He knows that maybe because of a fear, we may turn back.
或者我们就想办法自己兜圈子。
Or maybe we'll just go around in circles.
所以神说不可以偏离左右。
So God said, do not deviate to the right or to the left.
你这个神的教导不断的有昼夜思想。
You need to meditate day and night on the teachings of God.
然后下定决心要遵守。
So that you can resolve and decide to follow.
你愿意这样做的时候，其实要放弃不少东西。
If you are willing to do this, in fact, you need to give up a lot of things.
很多我们自己的惰性要放弃。
Our inertia, our laziness needs to give up.
我们不讨神喜悦的那些的爱好要放弃。
The hobbies, the things that we like that are not pleasing in the sight of God, we need to give them up.
就是要把神的话语昼夜思想的时候，意思说我们喜欢的其他可能不讨神喜悦的思想都要放弃。
As we meditate on God's word day and night, then some of the thoughts that are not pleasing in the sight of God, we need to give them up also.
所以要听神的话其实不容易的。
So in fact, it is hard to obey God.
很多人都听到，但是不一定会守到神的话。
Many have heard the teaching of God's word, but not many people can follow.
那么神讲这些话之后呢，另外一面他就应许我们。
But on the other hand, God gave us a promise.
那应许我们三件事情。
He promised us three things.
第一件事情就是说把地赐给你们。
Number one, he gives you the land.
第一章第三节到第五节。
Verse 3 to 5.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都要照我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses.
那么脚所踏之地是什么地呢？
What are the land that your foot, you set your foot on?
第四节说从旷野和黎巴嫩至到幼发拉底大河赫人的全地。
Verse 4 says your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river the Euphrates and the Hittite country to the sea of the
west. 又到大海日落之处。
And to the great sea.On the west.
哇，这个片地是很大的地。
This is a big piece of land.
就是现在的约旦河一直到了地中海。
This is from River Jordan all the way to the Mediterranean Sea.
所以这是神自己的应许。
This is a promise of God Himself.
我们面对前面不确定的前途。
As we are confronted with the uncertainties in our futures,
神说起来
，God say get up，
然后讲说应许
，and give you the promise，
需要信心才能够走上去。
It takes faith to go on this journey.
那这个有应许，但应许本身需要信心才能够得着的。
But this is a promise, but you need to have faith to obtain to receive the promise.
那信心本身呢，就是要操练。
And faith needs to be exercised.
因为如果你说就是谨守，就是遵行，这本身就是要操练的。
Because to obey itself needs to be exercised.
那么因为我们人本身有很多自己想做的事情。
Because there are many things that we have our own desires to do.
如果你叫我们可以自己自由选择的话，我们不一定选择神的话。
If you allow us to choose freely, we may not choose the word of God.
所以呢，这个赏赐之地是应许给我们了。
So this promised land has been given to us.
但是得不到呢？
But whether you can obtain it or not.
今年新的一年开始，我们在神面前立志。
And the beginning of the new year, people make resolutions.
你也可以说神就是圣经有这样应许。
Or maybe we can say that the Bible has given us these promises.
当然，神就预备好这些应许。
God has prepared those promises.
但是我们必须要凭信心才能够得着。
But we have to receive those promises by faith.
所以约书亚带百姓就是过了约旦河，本身信心，然后他每一步每一个圣经里面的记载都需要信心才能够得胜的。
So Joshua let the Israelites go past the river Jordan and each and every step ahead of them it takes faith.
那么神的应许第二样是什么呢？
What is the second promise that God has given?
就是同在。
It's God's presence.
这个在第五节里面 我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
See, the Lord said that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
所以你想一想，摩西是伟人吗？
Was Moses a great person?
神与他同在。
God was with him.
那么其实摩西不是那么伟大，或者说十全十美的。
In fact, Moses was not that great. He was not that perfect.
他能够把以色列人从埃及最少带到约旦河的这一边。
He could lead the Israelites from Egypt, out of Egypt into this side of Jordan.
主要的原因是因为神同在。
The main reason was because God was with him.
同样这位伟大的神跟约书亚说，我也与你同在。
And this great God again said to Joshua, I shall be with you.
那么还加上的这么两句话。
And there are two other additional sayings.
我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God said that I will never leave you nor forsake you.
那我们一家去非洲的时候，我好像没有听到这么明显的话。
When whole family went to Africa, we did not hear such obvious sayings.
但是如果我们知道这是神自己的带领，神与我们同在。
But if we know that this is God's leading and God is going to be with us,
我们就凭信心走上去。
Then by faith we go on full forward.
那这个是必须我们常常要记住。
We must remember this all the time.
我们今天听神的话，行神的道。
Today we hear the word of God and do the work of God.
我们人很多的时候可能会彷徨，可能迷失，可能不敢，可能没有力量。
Very often we may hesitate, we may not know what to do, and maybe we are weak.
让神的话语就在我们的心中不断的出现，我必与你同在。
May the work of God said, I shall be with you forever. May this, continue to remember this.
我必不撇下你。
I shall never leave you.
也不丢弃你。
I shall never forsake you.
哇，这个是应该是成为我们很大的鼓励。
This should be great encouragement to us.
让我们在新的一年里面不断的想到神叫我们起来。
So in this new year, we can remember that God tells us to get up.
神要我们过约旦河。
God wants us to get across the river Jordan.
他要我们刚强壮胆。
He wants us to be strong and courageous.
他要我们知道他与我们同在。
He wants us to know that He is with us.
他不撇下我们。
He's not going to leave us.
让我们以这样的信心向前走。
And with this faith, we can move forward.
那么他的应许里面还有第三方面。
The third part of His promise is this.
在第七节里面。
In verse 7.
在第七节到最后的时候就讲说使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
From verse 7 to the end, it says that you may be successful wherever you go.
那第八节里面讲什么呢？
What did he say in verse 8?
如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
That your world will be prosperous and you'll be successful.
这是神自己的应许。
This is a promise of God Himself.
那神应许说，如果我们听他的话，起来过约旦河。
God promised that if we obeyed Him and get up and cross the River Jordan,
我们就是谨记住神自己的教导。
That we are careful to do the teaching of God.
昼夜思想他自己的话语，他的吩咐。
We meditate day and night on His words and His teachings.
那知道他与我们同在。
We know that He is with us.
也知道他陪伴着我们。
Know that He is going to keep us company.
知道我们得到应许之地。
Then we can get to the promised land.
那如果我们愿意这样的话，神就使我们的道路亨通。
If we know that, then God will let us be successful.
大家知道这个教导本身如果是一帆风顺，每个人都愿意做了。
If we know that this is going to be smooth sailing all the way, everybody wants to do this.
那么就算摩西的经历也是在很多不同的这个阶段当中需要凭信心，需要靠着神，需要有属灵的战争。
In Moses' experience, there are different stages that he has to have rely on God to have spiritual warfare.
那么约书亚一样。
The same applies to Joshua.
你读约书亚记的时候，其实不是那么容易的。
If you read the book of Joshua, you know that it is not that easy for him.
过约旦河本身不容易。
It was hard to cross the river Jordan.
面对耶利哥城也不容易。
It was hard to face the city of Jericho.
他不知道应该怎么做的时候呢，耶和华自己就出现，他成为他军队的首领。
He did not know what to do, but the Lord of hosts, the Lord God, became the commander of his army.
他们以为说，哇，现在神与我们同在，现在很容易打了。哪里知道在小小的埃城面前就失败了。
If you thought that God is with us so that things will go easy, but in the city of Ai, and they lost.
所以呢，这段路我们知道，就算有神的应许，这个路也不容易走。
So we know that even with the promise of God, the road is not that easy.
所以我们就必须要警醒。
So we need to be alert.
不断地操练自己的信心。
To continue to exercise our faith.
操练自己的信心，就把每一件事情回到神自己的话语面前，看看我们所想的，我们所做的，跟神的话语是不是相称。
To exercise our faith is to consider that we, what we think and what we do is in compliance with the work of God.
那么人的回应是什么呢？
What is the response of man?
第十节
Verse 10
于是
So
于是这个是非常重要的事情
So or therefore
你听完前面之后你怎么回应呢？
You have heard or was, or that was said before. What do you do now?
于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说：“你们要。”
So Joshua ordered the officers of the people go.
要什么呢？
Go and do what?
第十一节
，verse 11，
当预备食物
，get your supplies ready。
第二，三日之内要预备过河
，and 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan。
第三，进去得耶和华所赐的。那个第五页
Number three, go in and take possession of the land.
有把握吗？
Is there an assurance or confidence?
我本来是有预备好讲另外的。
I prepare to say something different.
但是我今天心情很沉重，给大家分享下面的话。
Today I have a heavy heart. I have to share this with you.
今天早上四点多，家里打电话来。
This morning 4 a.m.In the morning, got a phone call from home.
我最小的弟弟过世了。
My youngest brother passed away.
我就坐在神的面前。
I came before the Lord.
我弟弟很小，都在教会长大。
My youngest brother, he grew up in the church.
我就想到我这个做哥哥的就没有真的关心到他。
I'm his older brother, but I did not truly care for him.
相差十岁。
We were 10 years apart.
年龄使我们就是各走各的路。
We've been 10 years apart, then we go our different ways.
没有花太多时间跟他在一起。
I did not spend much time with him.
那么，他念初中的时候
，When he was in middle school or early in high school,
守不住神的话
，He could not keep the word of God.
开始逐步的远离神。
He started to be away from God.
他的生命就成为一家人担心的一件事情。
His life was such that the way he lived was such that the whole family worried about him.
他开始离开神的时候，那个偏离的这个角度很小，很轻微。
When he started to leave God, he was deviating by a very small degree.
他开始不大愿意去教会了。
He started out by not willing to come to the church regularly.
那我们叫他去，他还是会去的。
We asked him to come, and he would still come to church.
他没有办法抓稳神的话语的。
He could not hold firm to the work of God.
那么叫他起来，其实他不是听神的话，他是听朋友的话，起来就起来，半夜都不回来了。
We said him get up, and then he said he listened, but he listened to his peers, and he go out until midnight. He didn't come back until.
所以很快他开始就是根本就远离神。
So he started to move away from God, farther away.
初中没毕业就离开学校。
Before he finished in high school, he left school.
这些事情发生的时候，我们都兄弟、哥哥姐姐们都在比较远的地方。
When this happened, older brothers and older sisters they were already away.
那么他开始陷入很多的困境。
He started to encounter difficulties.
他开始就是走世界的道路。
He started to embark on the way of the world.
那么就开始。走捷径
and he took shortcuts.
曾经很有钱过
at one time he was very wealthy.
曾经天天给警察就盯着过
and at one time he was followed by the police every day.
他就开始乱了
then he started to be afraid.
人生怎么走呢
he worried, what do I do with my life?
我想到我这个弟弟的时候
when I think about my younger brother,
我 我就想到这个就是一个基督徒。
This is the shape of a Christian.
对神的话语不是很认真。
Who is not serious about the word of God?
就一年过一年。
They just live this year after year.
神说起来过约旦河。
God said, "Get up and cross the river Jordan."
我记得他也尝试过。
He tried. He attempted.
但是他远离神的时候就抓不住神的话。
But as he leave and move away from God, he cannot hold firm to the word of God.
他昼夜思想的不是神的话，就开始是其他的东西。
He meditated day and night not on the word of God, but other things.
遇到困难的时候，他不是找神帮忙，他开始找其他的东西来帮忙他。
When he encountered difficulties, he did not ask God for help, he asked other people, other things for help.
我们做兄弟的还是很亲的。
As brothers, we are still close to each other.
但是我们常常就是不常见面。
But we did not meet very often.
因为从七几年开始，我离开家就到处在不同地方。
Because starting the 70s, I've been away from home. I've been different places.
我在最近几年看到我这个弟弟流眼泪了。
This last few years, I see that my younger brother has started to shed tears.
他没有办法面对。
He could not.Face his circumstances.
他看到他自己唯一的儿子也在他离开学校放弃学业的差不多那个年龄，他儿子也不肯去学校了。
He also said that his only son, the only son, also did not finish school at the same time that he did not finish.
我的弟弟开始用酒来消愁。
Then my young brother started to drink.
他每次喝到快要醉的时候，他就流眼泪了。
When he was almost drunk, he.Said tears.
他说我的人生怎么会这样？
Say how come that my life ends up like this?
我们跟他讲说喝酒对身体不好。
We told him it's not good to drink.
但是他没有想到这个抓不稳神自己的应许。
But he did not consider that he did not hold firm to the promise of God.
神所讲的话对他来讲很遥远。
What God told him seems to be far removed from him.
他觉得他不是一个好爸爸。
He thinks that he's not a good father.
他希望他孩子好好读书。
He hoped that the son would study well and finish school.
但是他觉得他自己又没有榜样。
But he said he did not set a good example.
他希望他家里面比较好。
He hoped that the family do well.
看着他太太抽烟。
But he said the wife smoking.
那么跟他太太讲不用抽烟。
And he told the wife, please do not smoke.
他在说你不抽我就不抽。
The wife said, "If you quit, I quit."
他就没办法。
He cannot do anything.
他儿子也开始抽烟。
The son also started smoking.
哦，这个你明白，这神会讲出来，不认真对待之后，我们以为是小事情。
You understand that if we do not take the work of God seriously, you think it is a small matter. It is not.
你给他一些年间的时候，你就知道是大事情。
You can see if you connect the dots, then you see that it is a serious matter.
神就算有应许
，God has His promises,
就变成一些好像遥不可及的一些的应许。
It seems like that is something so far out there, so remote from us. That's nothing to do with us.
流着眼泪
，shed tears.
希望人生不再一样。
We hope that the life is going to be different.
希望今年、明年不一样。
Hope that next year is going to be different.
但是因为没有神的话语之后，就开始迷失了。
But without the word of God.You are lost.
就不知道怎么做了。
Do not know what to do.
当他九月份进医院的时候
，September he was admitted to the hospital.
我在新加坡
，I was in Singapore.
我知道之后就劝他了。
I knew about it. I talked to him.
因为他刚开始硬化
，Because he has suffering with liver cirrhosis.
但是他不能够放弃喝酒
，But he could not quit drinking.
虽然后来减少了
，He drank less.
但是当开始肝硬化，开始大便有血，或者说有那个血出来的时候，其实是很后期的。
But started with the cirrhosis or hepatitis, and then he also have blood in his.
九月多进医院，十一月又进一次医院。
He was in the hospital in September and also in November.
那么就在过去就不会太长的时间，我大哥就回去跟他见面了。
Not long ago, my oldest brother returned and met with him.
就帮助他再一次回到神的面前。
Help him to return to God.
他的确也回到神的面前。
He indeed returned to God.
他认真的接纳耶稣基督。
He accepted the Lord Jesus Christ seriously.
我相信他年轻的时候，他已经有信耶稣。
I believe he had made the commitment of faith when he was young.
他就像浪子那样。
He was like the prodigal.
问题是圣经里面的浪子是地上爱他的父亲接他回去了。
And then the point is that in the Bible, the prodigal in the Bible, he returned to the father, and father welcomed him.
我的弟弟是天上爱他的父亲接他回去。
And the prodigal in the Bible was the earthly father welcomed him, but for my younger brother, the heavenly father.
我想到这里的时候，我又想说弟兄姐妹。
When I think about this, I want to say this, brothers and sisters.
不要轻易不要忽略神的话语。
Don't ignore the work of God.
不要随便对待我们在神面前听神的话照神的话来操练我们的生命讨神喜悦。
Don't take it lightly when we are told that we need to exercise our faith and do and work out the teaching of God's word.
讨神喜悦的道路有的时候需要对付有的时候需要很多功夫的。
The way to please God sometimes it takes a lot of hard work.
不是容易的事情。
It is not an easy matter.
但是神需要我们讨他喜悦吗
？But does God need us to please Him？
实际上，讨他喜悦就是神要祝福我们了。
But in fact, if we please God, God is going to bless us.
他要我们过得更好。
He wants us to do better.
所以今天早上的信息怎么讲呢
？So what do I say this morning's message？
如果我还有机会跟我的小弟讲
，If I still have a chance to talk to my youngest brother，
我还是重复跟他讲，你起来过约旦河。
I will still say the same thing. Get up and get across the river Jordan.
因为那边是神应许的地方。
Because it's the promised land of God.
你不要在河的这一边到处都迷失了。
Don't wander and get lost on this side of Jordan.
你以为这边的生活还不错，那么就不要管那边应许之地。
You thought that this life is pretty good over on this side, and then you ignore the promises on the other side of the river Jordan.
我会跟他讲什么呢
？What would I say to him?
我会跟他讲说你刚强壮胆。
I say be strong and courageous.
你要谨守神的话语，不可以远离。
And do not depart from the work of God.
你要昼夜思想神自己的话语。
Meditate day and night on the word of God.
让神的话语在你生命当中成为指引。
May the work of God guide you in your life.
使你的生命不至于就是彷徨迷失。
So that your life will not be lost, you will not be wandering.
为什么呢
？Why？
记住我12月18号讲过那句话。
Remember, November 18th, I said this.
当我讲到我弟弟的时候，12月18号我讲过了。
November 18th, I mentioned my brother.
我说罪追上我的弟弟。
I say sin has caught up with my younger brother.
不要让罪在我们生命当中掌权。
Do not let sin reign in our life.
有的人对罪太轻浮了，以为没所谓。
Some people look down on sin, seems like it's okay.
以为说我这样做大家都这样做有什么了不起
then everybody else is doing the same thing so doesn't matter
就算神愿意赦免
even though if God is willing to forgive
最追上来的时候损失的是我们
when sin catch up with you you are the one who suffer loss
就算别人容忍不介意
even though other people do not mind
最追上来的时候，亏损的是我们。
When sin caught up with you, you are the one who suffer.
那最追上我的弟弟
，Sin has caught up with my brother.
喝太多酒了
，He drank too much.
肝坏掉了
，He has hepatitis.
失去了生命
，He lost his life.
51岁
，51 years old.
弟兄姐妹，记住
，Brothers, just remember this.
耶和华神说：“起来。”
The Lord said, "Get up."
起来做什么呢
？Get up to do what?
好好在今天时间里面祷告。
Properly pray.
求神的真光照进我们的心。
And ask the true light of God to shine in our hearts.
让我们看见生命当中有什么地方需要神的怜悯。
So that we can see in our life is anything that we need the mercy of God.
需要靠着神的恩典来得胜。
We need to.Have victory over them by the grace of God.
不要让那个约旦河那一边的应许是已经在那一边。
Don't let the promises on the other side of the river stay there.
但是走了好多年，好像总是看得见，过不到，得不到那个地方。
Do not let our life be such that we can see the promises from far away, but we do not achieve it.
不要让我们做基督徒。
Don't be this kind of Christian.
唉声叹息。
Then love the world.
说我信耶稣这么多年
He said, I trust in Jesus for many years.
我还是一个不是很好的基督徒
I am still not a very good Christian.
你知道我们不完全神明白
God, we know that God understands that we are not perfect.
只有我们愿意起来向前进
If you are willing to get up and go forward,
我们就是讨神喜悦
Then we please God.
那可能我们讨神喜悦的时候还是不完美。
As we are pleasing God, maybe we are still not perfect.
但是对比你知道自己不完美，没有起来过约旦河，那个就是有行动的过约旦河就好很多了。
But compared to knowing that you're not perfect and don't take any action, it's much more better to have action to get across river Jordan.
得神的应许。
To receive the promise,
需要有行动。
It takes action.
需要有立志。
It takes your resolution.
需要有信心。
You need a faith.
需要专一。
You need to be focused.
不偏左右。
You do not deviate.
谨守神自己的话语。
Just obey the word of God.
昼夜思想。
Meditate on it day and night.
让神的话语不离开我们的口。
So that the word of God does not leave our mouth.
让神的话语成我们生命的指引。
May the word of God guide our lives.
愿意这些成为我们彼此的鼓励。
May this encourage us.
让我们在新的一年里面用约书亚记的信息不断的来提醒我们。
May we in this new year that we are constantly reminded by the message in the book of Joshua.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝。
Our dear Heavenly Father.
感谢你给我们进入到2017年。
We give you thanks that we are here in 2017.
主，我们在兴奋的同时间，我们心中也是有一些不确定。
Lord, as we are excited, we also have some uncertainties in our hearts.
因为未来从来都是不容易掌握的。
Because nobody takes hold of can be certain about the future.
我们前面的应该怎么决定
？What decision do we make in the future?
我们面对到一些挑战，应该怎么样来得胜
？How do we handle the challenges so that we can be victorious？
主啊，你完全了解
，No, you understand it perfectly。
所以求主帮助我们
，Please help us，
紧紧的来就是遵守神你的教导
，So that we can follow your teaching closely。
那不断的思想神你自己的话语
，We constantly meditate and consider the word of God。
不断的亲近主，让我们与学习与神同行。
Then we continue to learn to be with God.
你同在的时候，你必指引我们的道路。
Because in your presence, you're going to guide our path.
感谢主给我弟弟浪子回头。
We give thanks to God that my youngest brother is a prodigal who has been returned.
在离开世界之前，他真诚回到你的面前来接纳耶稣。
Before he passed on, he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ genuinely as his personal Lord and Savior.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
不要等到最后一刻。
Do not wait until the last minute.
让我们从现在开始。
That we start over.
就立志行在主的旨意当中
，resolve to walk in your will，
就享受神你自己给我们的应许
，that we enjoy the promises that you have given us。
先祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
，this we pray in the precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，谢谢。